sir. What's your name, please? Okay, sir, Mr. Johnson will conduct your hearing, sir, so just hold on and you'll hear his voice in just a moment. Okay, well, just do the best you can. Thank you.
Okay, so could you state your full name, the AEC number for us for the record?
Yes, sir, it's from Jorge Isaac Miranda, number 165-187.
Okay, so you're coming before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. To my far left, the Honorable Luis Quinones. Next to him is the Honorable David Mill. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today. Also with us representing the Department of Correctional is Mr. Turner, sir.
Okay.
Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today? There's no one here to represent you, sir. Did you want to? Okay. All right, sir. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, Mr. Miranda, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. So you have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read the allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. The first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of opiates without a valid prescription on or about May 9, 2017, per the TASC CMS report dated May 16, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay. So the next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to the Pima Reentry Center for a sanction on May 11, 2018, as directed both verbally and in writing on May 8, 2018. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay. All right, then based on the admission of Mr. Miranda, I move to find that he was delinquent, as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second. Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, second Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed Mr. Mill and Mr. Quinones. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner, and then I'm going to go over some information with you, Mr. Miranda, and give you the opportunity to present whatever you would like to present to the board, okay? Mr. Turner.
Mr. Miranda was released from ADC custody on 1-3-2018 and arrested on 6-29-2018 by Tucson PD. No new charges were noted. He's returned back to ADC custody on 6-29-2018 with an adjusted CACD of 121-2020 with 49 abscond days. Current conviction, 2007, armed robbery, 12 years. Prior convictions, 2000, commitment A, count 1, burglary, second degree, 3 years, 6 months. 2000, commitment A, count 2, burglary, second degree, 3 years, 6 months. 2000, commitment A, count 3, burglary, second degree, 3 years, 6 months. 2004, commitment B, count 1, marijuana violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2004, commitment C, count 1, burglary, third degree, 2 years, 6 months. This is his third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4.3. STG information, he is a suspected member of the New Mexican Mafia of Arizona and self-admitted to being a member of the Hollywood West in Tucson. Prior terms of supervision, 2004 TIS release, absconded 114 days, arrested, reached CSED in custody. 2007 TIS release, arrested, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary is significant with drugs, assault on staff, promoting contraband, tampering with a security device, disorderly conduct, and theft noting. Other arrests, 1998, shoplifting, Arizona juvenile probation. 1998, theft, Arizona juvenile probation. Has a GV score of G7, V9.
Okay, Mr. Miranda, I see that when you were released from prison, you were approved to reside with your father, Mr. Jorge Miranda, at 1735 West Acapulco Street in Tucson. You didn't have any other address that you were approved to stay at. So, how long did you stay there? Did you leave there?
I lived there pretty much until I had another shot, sir.
Okay, when did you get shot? So you were working prior to getting shot, sir? You were working as a job developer?
Yes, sir. I was on board when the officer was on board. I took something called a Marvel, And this one, the same building everybody did. And I told them, I think, this is my new career. And this is after I joined for the intensive course of learning program. And I explained to my group, who was going down with me. And she just said to me, just let me help. And I was like, this is happening, I'm not here. And I just was like,
But what kind of... I know, why did you get shot? How'd you get shot? What?
Returned. He's trying to find the offender. He called the offender's girlfriend and got no response, so he called her mother. Her mother stated the girlfriend is using also. Mr. Miranda asked the girlfriend's mother if she could get him the address. She stated that she was working on it. On 5/21, Officer Dorothy received an anonymous call from a person claiming to know where the offender is at. She provided the address, 1825 West Saxton Road, Tucson, Arizona, 85713. She claimed that she was at the home, but had to leave. She claims there's children there, and she is concerned for the welfare. She claims the offender threatened her, is involved in new criminal activity, and he has a weapon. He drives a maroon 90s model Chevy Silverado, and it would be parked in front of the black, in front or in the back of the residence, if he is there. On 5/29/2018, she received a call from an anonymous caller stating that she is keeping in contact with the household offender. But the household offender was at, and she heard that he had received a letter from parole on Thursday. He took off to stay with his mom in Paley, Arizona. He and his cousin and his girlfriend broke up, but they got back together. Offender is coming to pick up her cousin and take her to Paley. She stated a report may have been filed on the offender by his brother for robbing his home while he stayed with him for a few days. Advised her that the officer will begin the warrant process.
Okay. All right, Mr. Miranda, the board's going to go into discussion as we come up on the conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to the board going into this discussion?
Yeah. I was just curious if there's going to be the bad stuff is going to be any good stuff. Because there's a lot of good stuff. It just seems like all the bad stuff's being made and the bad stuff isn't even true. It's just a person. Calling me the same is that people like my mom was like, it's unfair. My opinion is that I was really mad, so you don't need to get all the positive stuff I was going on. I mean, I'm just curious.
We do have some of the positive things that you were on parole when you were first out. It just seemed like you took a deep turn, sir, and just went negative. Sometimes you made it.
And I apologize.
I mean, March, April.
Yeah. So I still, I got shot, I died, and then my body is not the same. My mind is not the same. You know, it's like, I can't remember the same. against the state, and I asked her if we can, you know, get into support, and she was going to look into it, but I didn't have any time to prepare for this, because for a year, this is my first week able to walk in anyone's home. You know, she would pass over here and there.
All right, Mr. Miranda, the board's going to go into discussion, so while we're in discussion now, should we remain silent, how we remain on the phone? While the board's in discussion, we'll make a determination whether we vote or reinstate you on your community supervision. Mm-hmm. The board's now into discussion. Appears Mr. Miranda was doing very well when he first got out, and says he got some information about he had his son was murdered, and he started doing pills. He was actually doing good up until about March, April period of time, during that period of time when he relapsed and started doing drugs. And then he said back in June he got a shot, which was more recent to him. I think he said it was the 28th that he got shot, and it looks like he got arrested on June 29th, but he was absconded for 49 days. I think that based on Mr. Miranda's statement and information, warrant number 2018W1565, I do not feel comfortable that Mr. Miranda been re-released or returned back to community supervision at this time.
Okay. But I think we need to, I just want to add that with respect, because I know that he's concerned about the negativity, but he has not, he's consistently not done well with community supervision.
I thought he could move.
Well, it should be noted that Mr. Miranda chose to get up and leave the hearing, Mr. Johnson. Officer, we're just going to conclude that hearing to see that without letting us finish. Just hold on one second.
I'm going to make the motion move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Miranda, found that he was delinquent, violated the term of condition of his supervision, and had lapses of violence in some other way for the company, as he did relapse and start back to drugs and wasn't accountable for 49 days. I do want to note that a lot of work was in discussion, and Mr. Johnson said Mr. Miranda left the board.
One second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Nill and Mr. Quinones. That'll conclude the hearing at this time.